Amen. So this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and this is our Bible study via conference call, Sanctuary. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. And the address is 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Praise God. And so, beloved, amen. Let us open up in prayer. Amen. Evangelist Cookie, will you open us up in prayer tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us all together, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving by your spirit, Lord, anointing your teacher, yes. Lord God, Apostle Heard, Lord Jesus. Anoint the words that come out of our mouth, Lord mm-hmm. Jesus. Touch our hearts, Lord Jesus, that we may receive it, Lord mm-hmm. Jesus, your word in our hearts, Lord God, Jesus, that your name might be glorified and magnified. And Lord, we ask, Lord God, Jesus, that you will have your way, Lord God, in this class tonight, Lord Jesus. Make a way out of no way and bless your people mightily, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And I believe that the very thing that the evangelist prayed that we shall receive, hallelujah, amen, I believe that we shall receive, I believe that that provision is being released in our heart even right now. Amen. I thank God for his presence, and we give the presence of the Lord honor tonight. Amen. Jesus Christ, who is my life and our Savior, our Lord and Savior. Amen. He does lord over us. Amen. Beloved, today I want us to go to Proverbs 7. Amen. I waited on the Lord, and I said to him, God, show me what is it that you want me to say to your people. Amen. And
amen.
We're going to Proverbs 7 tonight. And I'm going to need a reader to read all of Proverbs 7. We want to read it through because we're going to stay up in the first few scriptures. And maybe at another time we'll take our time to break everything down because this is a powerful scripture. Amen. This text, scriptural text here is powerful. You know, it shows the importance of value and wisdom. Amen. It is a story of seduction. And it shows how important it is for us to keep God's word and the Father's wisdom close. Amen. Because I know God as my Father. Amen. He fathers me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so I take heed to his word. Amen, when he is fathering me, amen. And one of the, I remember a word that he gave me that I also shared with you guys in a preach was, do not turn aside from my word, amen. That means, you know, you're responsible for that which you know and don't reject it, amen. Don't reject it, but apply it, amen. Make it habitual, and it will become your lifestyle, amen. Obeying his word should become our lifestyle, praise God. Amen?
Yes,
sir. Amen. And we're also responsible for what we don't know. The reason why, because the Bible says the people perish for a lack of knowledge. My people, he said, perish because of a lack of knowledge, a lack of discipline, a lack of restraint. You know, so it's very important that we take our time to open up the word of God, that we may get to know him better, that we may come to know him in his sovereign rule, amen, as a loving mm-hmm. father, amen, as a friend, amen. We spoke about that last week. Praise God as our salvation, our deliverance, our healing. Everything is in the word of God. Everything is in this word. And I sent out this text in advance because one of the things that God had given us coming out of 2020, going into 2021, that there is a heavenly provision that we can go beyond human limitations and human mm-hmm. boundaries, right? And tap into heaven's resources, economy, and his power without measure. And that power without measure is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so even mm-hmm. I don't care what you're reading throughout the year, read it that is you're not reading it with the intellect of someone in time, amen, because you're seated mm-hmm. in heavenly places with Jesus, Amen. You're not reading it as if you're someone in time that just have the understanding of things in this realm under time. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have the Holy Ghost that is eternal, that transcends time, and so we have a better understanding of things. Amen. And so when we're reading the scriptures, we want to stay in the text long enough for Salah and wait on God for him to start downloading in you and speak to you and teach you. Amen. If you wait on him, he'll answer. Amen. If you wait on him, the Holy Ghost will remind you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the key is sometimes we get in it and we're out of it, but we don't stay in long enough to be able to hear what it is that God is saying. Because remember, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. And so I believe that this right here, I want you to take what you received when you read the lesson yourself earlier on your own, and then hear what the Spirit is saying. And some of you could have gotten the same thing that the Spirit is saying, and some of you may have gotten close to it, but whatever it is, we want to be able to hear the Spirit clearly. Amen. Remember Nicodemus in John 3. Nicodemus went to Jesus by night, right? For those of you that know the text, I'm not going to read it. But Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry by night, and he had a question for Jesus, and Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about spiritual things, but Nicodemus did not have an understanding about earthly things and spiritual things, but Nicodemus did not have an understanding about the earthly things. And Jesus said to him, I speak to you about earthly things, but and you are a teacher and you don't understand it. How can I speak to you about spiritual things? He said, the things that I speak to you, that these was written by your prophet, you know? And so, but you are a teacher of the law and don't have an understanding. And one thing that as believers, we should have an understanding of our God. We should have an understanding of his word. Amen, hallelujah. Because, Listen, there is no teacher greater than the Spirit that he has given unto us, and that's the Holy Ghost. Amen? Listen, use the provision that God has given unto you. Amen? And the more you press in, the more he'll release. You just keep pressing in, the more he'll release. Amen? And so when you study, and you have to study, willing to wait for the teacher to reveal. Amen? For the Holy Spirit to bring forth revelation. Amen? And so for those of you that are just calling in, we're in Proverbs chapter 7, and I'm going to ask Minister Paris, are you able to read tonight?
Yes.
I'm going to ask that you read from Proverbs 7 from verse 1 down to verse 15, and I'm going to ask that Evangelist Rose read from 17 down to 27 because it is a long text. Amen? But we want to hear the whole text. Listen with your spiritual ears. Amen? And so I release the line to you, Minister Paris, and then it's going to go to Evangelist Rose.
My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. Do you want me to stop at 15?
Yes, and Vanja's Cookie is going to pick it up at 17.
Okay. All right. Verse 17. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, of aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the goodman is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stock. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let thine heart decline to her ways. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her path, for she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her.
Her Did you see that? I don't want to interrupt you too much. Hold on one minute, woman of God. It said many strong men, not weak men, but strong men. Go ahead and read, woman of God.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I might have slipped. Let me read that verse again. For she has cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. And that's the end. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And the word is blessed. And I just want to thank the readers for serving. Amen. On tonight, when you come on the line, be ready to serve. Beloved, I want us to go to 1 John 4:1. And I want to put you in mind of this text. It reads, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Amen. And I say this to you because the woman here was not a harlot. She was a married woman and an adulteress. But the Bible says that she was dressed as a harlot. Amen? And so sometimes whatever it is that is motivating us, amen, I like to say that Satan is a motivator. There's a book out written by Bishop Roy Bryant that says Satan the motivator. Amen? And I want to say this to you, that we are all, those of us that are in Christ, we are spiritual beings. Amen. We are a new creature, new creation in God, in Christ. Amen. And so when God formed Adam from the dust of the ground, I'm going to go back to Genesis for a minute because I'm jumping around, but I'm going to take my time because I want you to stay with me. In Genesis 2:7, it says, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. First man was formed from the dust of the ground, and that's not dirt, but dust is the byproduct of the dirt. That is what's left over. Amen? If you were to throw dirt up in the air, the little particles that are left, that is the dust. But when he formed man from the dust of the ground, there was no life in man, and to God breathed into his nostril his ruach, his breath, you know, and man became a living soul. So we have a body, but what makes the body alive and living is the breath, the spirit that God put in the body. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so the Bible says, we're going to go back to 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world, right? And so I don't want to just speak to you about prophets. Anyone that comes into your circumference that you can have any form of relationship, friendship with, as I said before, people come into your life to bless you or curse you, amen, for two reasons only. You have to be able to discern, and that word discern means to know the difference. And there's a gift of discernment by way of the Spirit, one of the 9 gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. And that gift is to know who is speaking when they are speaking, whether they're speaking by human spirit, whether they're speaking by demonic spirit, or whether they're speaking by Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
And so when I said Satan is a motivator, God is also a motivator. But Satan is not going to motivate you into a path of righteousness. He's not going to motivate you into a path of moral purity. He's not going to motivate you in that way, because that is the path that God wants you on. Amen?
Amen.
And so the Bible tells us to be mindful of, to try every spirit by the Spirit. Amen? And so if I am speaking to you, you want to know what spirit is speaking. Amen? Because my spirit is in my body, living out my life, or living out its life. Amen? Your spirit is in your body, living out its, your life. Amen? But Amen. If you are motivated by the wrong spirit, that spirit wants to live out what he or she wants to do. And I should say spirits don't have a gender, so I shouldn't say he or she. Amen? And so Amen. Even though a woman was used here, I don't want you to just see a woman. What I want you to see is that is to see a spirit. What spirit is speaking? And so the Bible speaks of seducing spirits. Because remember, this man is being seduced by a married woman. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons, right? And 1 John 4:1, this is the same thing. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but trust the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have entered the earth. And so I'm looking for another scripture. Hold on 1 minute. I'm looking for this scripture, okay? This scripture is Timothy. No, this is. What I'm going to do now is that I'm going to give you the definition of seduce. Seduce is to draw aside or entice from the path of rectitude and duty in any manner by flattery, promises, bribes, or otherwise. To tempt and lead to iniquity, to corrupt, to debray. Amen? And so, beloved, we're here speaking about, we're in Proverbs 7, and we're speaking about seduction, right? And in this text, the seducer was an adulterous woman. But we understand that everyone is not seduced, or everything that may seduce a person may not be a man or a woman, right? Some people have a desire and may love this more than they love a man or a woman. If someone has been delivered from a drug habit, crack cocaine or heroin or alcohol, they may love that more than they love a woman, right? And so when Amen. The enemy comes, he comes to speak to your flesh. The Bible tells us that God cannot tempt, that he does not tempt, nor can he be tempted. That when a man is tempted, He is tempted by the lustful desires in his own flesh. And so the enemy wants to speak to something that is clearly in you. Amen? To make you disobey the word of God, the teachings of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so let's just get back to the text that says, my son. And I want you to keep in mind what I shared with you. We're not just dealing with an adulterous woman. Your vice may be something else. What seduces you? Remember, Eve was, I would say, the Bible says that she was deceived. Amen? In Genesis, mm-hmm. when the serpent spoke to her. Amen? Mm-hmm. She was deceived, and she, I believe that he seduced her with the words of you, that the fruit of that tree is good for knowledge. That you will surely not die, contradicting everything that God says. I want you to keep in mind that this spirit that operated in this woman presented her as a worshiper. Why? Because it says here she brought peace offerings. She brought peace offerings. Amen? Mm-hmm. And so she came to him that they may come together in some form of fellowship. But she wanted to satisfy her lustful desires. So we know that Satan comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. There is a way to seem right into a man, but the end of that way is death. Remember, God gave us a message before, do not turn aside from my word. So I'm going to give you this text. My son, keep my word and treasure my commands with you. Keep my commands and live. We all want to live. But we don't want to live life like the world lives because we know that the world is the walking dead. We want to be alive unto Christ. And the way that we're going to be alive unto Christ, God is telling us how that can happen. He says, treasure. He says, keep my word. And then he takes a little further. He says, treasure my commands within you. Amen?
Yeah.
Beloved, we have to come to a place where we are truly valuing the word of God. He reinforces, reiterates, keep my commands and live. Hallelujah. We all want to live. There's no one on this line that's trying to die an eternal death. And we're not talking about going to the grave. As some of our loved ones has transitioned, we're talking about where we're going to spend eternity. Amen? Amen. Either you're going to live eternally with God or you're going to live in hell, damnation, fire. Amen? And that was not created for you. That is why God gave us a way of escape when Jesus Christ died our death and paid our sin debt. And all we have to do is have faith in his death, burial, and his resurrection. But the Bible is telling us here, if we want to live. So if you want to live unto Christ, if you want to live eternally with God, we are to keep God's word and treasure his command within us. Amen?
Amen.
We ought to. He says, in my law, as the apple of your eye, this means you ought to hold it dear, bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablets of your heart, say to wisdom, you are my sister. Mm. And so the word of God is wisdom. His commands, his principles, his precepts are the way of wisdom. Amen. Is wisdom.
Amen.
Jesus is the living word. Amen. And Christ is wisdom. The Bible teaches us that the principal thing is wisdom. Amen. The first thing you should get is wisdom. Amen. We do not begin to walk in wisdom until our faith is in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross. Because faith in him gives us wisdom And we have the Holy Spirit to give us that understanding, amen, to bring forth revelation that now we can understand it spiritually and not just with a man's understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, and call understanding your nearest kin. Hallelujah. So, beloved, wisdom ought to be like your sister. Amen. And understanding ought to be your nearest kin. These things ought to be very close to you. They ought to be your guide. Wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding. Which, and this is what you should want. The Bible says, acknowledge God in all of our ways, and he shall direct your path. Amen? Hallelujah. And so, beloved, as I begin to read this text, amen, the Holy Spirit began to reveal, amen, that the seducer this time is a woman that is married, and her husband is away. And she's looking for someone to lay with. But that may not be what seduces you. So that's why I want you to see it as a spirit. Try every spirit by the spirit. When Jesus spoke to Peter, when he told of, when Jesus told of how he would die, Peter said to him, Master, you will not die that death. Jesus turned and looked at Peter and he said, get thee behind me, Satan. At that moment, he was not addressing Peter. He was addressing the spirit that motivated Peter to say what he said. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, we have to be mindful that there may be things that go on in our mind, and while it's in our mind, we have the authority and the wherewithal to cast it down, cast down imagination. So this is not just about discerning other people. This is about discerning yourself, your own thoughts, what's going on with you before it comes out of your mouth, before you experience it. Amen? Amen. Because once you experience it, it's no longer just a thought. It becomes a life experience.
Amen.
And any life experience can become habitual. And once it becomes habit forming, it can become a lifestyle.
Amen.
And in this season of our life, we do not want to pick up any immoral habit.
Amen.
We do not want to be a part of an immoral lifestyle. When Jesus sat at the table and he broke bread with his disciples and Judas was about to betray him, Jesus stuck the bread in. He said the one that's about to stick his bread in and stuck is going to betray me.
You cut the line.
When Judas did that, Satan entered him. Satan wasn't there prior. Satan entered him at a point in time. Jesus spoke to Satan, not to Judas, to Satan, and said, go and do what you're going to do and do it quickly.
Amen.
You put the light on there. You come in.
Going past your human limitations and boundaries is having a spiritual understanding as a spiritual being. Having the eyes of your understanding illuminated that you can come to know the depth, the height, and the width of the love of God that he has for you.
Amen. That you may truly understand spiritual principles and concepts. This is an amazing text to study. But I believe that the Holy Spirit wants me to stay right here concerning seduction and this seducing spirit, and how he tells us in Ephesians that you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. So I know that there may be a person that's before you that's saying the things that they're saying and doing the things that they're doing. But, beloved, you have a higher understanding.
Amen.
You have been given such the gift of the Holy Ghost. And God says that you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. The enemy may not understand that. When I say the world may not understand that, but you understand. Yeah. So the person before you, his body or her body may be being used.
Amen.
To talk about you. To push
Amen.
Your button, to piss you
yes.
off.
Yes.
But you are wrestling not against flesh and blood.
Yes.
The Bible says it's principalities, power, spiritual wickedness. Amen. Don't the Bible
Amen.
Say that?
Yes.
Amen.
Listen, let us read that. Let us read that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Can you hear me clearly? Beloved, can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. And so we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let us. I want you to see that in the Word. And I think that's in Ephesians what?
6. I think it is. I think.
Amen. And in Ephesians, God is talking about all kind of relationships. Honor your mother, your father, relationships with husband and wife, children and their parents. You know, he get into the relationships of slaves and their masters. So that's you in the workplace. Amen. Telling
Amen.
You how to serve wholeheartedly. And then he tells you how to be strong. Finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Amen. So
Amen.
He's telling you that Satan is a schemer. Amen. He says
yeah.
you need to be able to take a stand, but you cannot do it without the full armor of God. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So, beloved, regardless
no.
of who you're dealing with, you're always dealing with the spirit. And it's time
yeah.
for us to mature to that place that we understand that just as Jesus spoke to the spirit, that at times we're going to have to speak to the spirit. Amen?
Yes.
And we're going to have to
yeah.
tell our loved ones, I'm not speaking to you, but I'm speaking to that devil. Amen. I'm
yes.
speaking to this spirit that is motivated behind the scenes. I'm speaking
yes.
to the spirit that's trying to bring dissension. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The enemy
yes.
will use you and have you standing there looking crazy after you done lost everything.
Yes.
See, because
Lord.
In
amen.
The text, amen, he walks toward her at night, toward her house at night. Because we believe that in the darkness that we can hide. But we cannot hide from God. Amen?
Right.
This
Amen.
There's no place that you could go and hide from God.
Amen.
God is all knowing. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And so, beloved, and then maybe he believes that his deeds won't be found out. My God. But since God is an all knowing God, is already found out. And
Amen.
He won't convict you of your sin. And it's just a time before he exposes you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you do not submit to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, God will send someone and put them in your business. And now I'm going
Amen.
To another scripture. When David slept with Bathsheba, it was a whole year where David had no conviction about that thing. It took God to send Nathan. He revealed to the prophet Nathan. And Nathan did not come pointing his finger at David.
Mm-hmm.
David is the king. He gave David a scenario of a life situation and wanted to know how would David handle it.
Amen.
And David said that this man will surely pay for what he has done, and he and this sin is punishable by death.
Mm-hmm.
So God did not kill David, but he killed David's first son with Bathsheba. And when David rendered the judgment, this is why I'm very mindful of how I render judgment. Amen?
Amen.
Because the measure in which we judge, we shall be judged by. When David rendered the judgment, the just judgment, Nathan said, thou art the man. Thou art the man, David. You are the man that have all of these lambs and took the lamb of the man that just had one. Thou art the man. Amen? So it
Amen.
Says here, finally, brethren, we in Ephesians chapter. We not what chapter? This chapter
six,
verse 10.
Verse
it
12.
Says, finally, be.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry
about that. Sin. It's okay, woman of God. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Amen. We have to help one another. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. He's a motivator. He will motivate. He will use your husband. He will use your wife. He will use your children. Amen. He'll use the job. He'll use your coat. He'll use whatever he can. Amen?
Amen.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Oh,
it's telling you that you are not, this is not the person that you're dealing with. The human spirit can be motivated by God or Satan.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why we have to submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. But the way
Amen.
That we submit to God is in obedience to his word.
Yes.
And you resist the devil with the obedience to God's word. So when God gave me that message, do not turn aside from my word. Do not reject it. When seduction comes, when that spirit comes, whatever is trying to do or lead me from the path of righteousness, I speak out loud to the spirit that's in the body or using a voice box, however it's happening, I will not turn aside from the word of God. That's my answer. I will not
Amen.
Turn aside from the word of God. When you begin to speak God's word, you invoke his presence. After you have spoken God's word, God's presence will deal with the adversary.
Amen.
I will not turn aside from the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. That is your
Amen.
Weapon of warfare. I will not turn aside. I will not disobey. I will not be deceived, and I will not be seduced. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I live to live another day. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I'm not going to die. Amen. And when we speak about dying, when we disobey the word of God, we die in our sin. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. That means that what Adam and Eve went through, you don't want to crucify Christ all over again, because God's grace
Amen.
Is enough to keep you whole. God's grace is enough to keep you morally pure. God's grace. Amen? And so we have to be mindful of the conversation. Hallelujah. And we have to be mindful of what we entertain in conversation.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And if we're married, we're not entertaining things that's going to put wedges in our relationship.
Amen. Amen.
We have to be a divide or a separation. Amen. Hallelujah. We're
Amen.
Not accusers because
you
the Bible tells
Amen.
Us that what? Satan is the accuser of the brother. Isn't that true? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when we apply the word of God to the situation and circumstances, sometimes there's not much that you have to say. You could think it and move yourself up out of the way of harm. For there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. I love Proverbs, because Proverbs talk about the righteous man, the righteous path, and the fool, and the way to destruction all the time. Proverbs is a great book of wisdom. It says here, but against the rulers, it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities. So now listen, every kingdom system have an order. Amen. Some of these spirits are high-ranking spirits. A lot of the things that you're dealing with is low-level devils. Amen. Hallelujah. These are low-level devils. You can rebuke them and they're gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let these low-level devils, demons, try to rule over you. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, the Bible says that which you give your members over to is who you serve. It is your master. So we can proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior all day long, but who do you obey? We have to mature until we are walking in obedience. Amen?
Amen.
It says, therefore, put on, let me go back. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Ooh, in the heavenly realm. And so some of us have seen past this rim. Amen? The rim that we live in time, the atmosphere all around us is the heaven. And the hallelujah. My God, give me the word. And the firmament that the birds fly in is also the heaven. That's all it is the first heaven. All of this that we can see with the naked eye is the first heaven. Some of you actually see into the second heaven, into the celestial heaven. If you're seeing moving darkness, demonic spirits, they are in the celestial heaven. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's not that you can't see past human limitations and boundaries. You're seeing past. You just have to know how to operate. Praise God. Amen? You have to know how to operate, not like man, amen, but as Christ, amen, if you be in Christ, amen. You have to learn, when I see this moving darkness, I rebuke it. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you, the hand of God binds you, the blood of Jesus is working against you, you have no authority, and you are not wanted here. Walk in dry places, in Jesus' name,
amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. You can bind and loose, amen, hallelujah. Open up your mouth. When Jesus spoke to demons, he opened up his mouth. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, you are actually seated spiritually in the third heaven. Because the Bible tells us what? That we are seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Does the Bible not say that?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's find that.
Amen.
Come back. Find the scripture seated in heavenly places. We want that. I want you all to see that for yourself. And I know you want to say, Apostle, what does this mean? What does it mean that we seated? We're not resurrected yet. That's Ephesians 2:6. That's another Ephesus scripture, right? It says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm. There's that word, in Christ Jesus. So we are seated in heavenly places in Jesus. Remember, when we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we are baptized into what? The body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is in the third heaven. He's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the power in God's right hand. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And we are seated there with him because the head is not separate from the body. So this means that the spiritual resurrection has already taken place. We have not been physically resurrected, where we have put on glory yet, you know, where we have gotten rid of this body and we was changed, caught up and changed in the twinkling of an eye. That didn't take place yet. But it has taken place spiritually, because before anything happens, it must happen in the spirit first. My God. Before it happens in the physical, It must first happen in the spirit. So now we back in Ephesians chapter 6, and it says, therefore put on the full armor of God, that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. You don't want the enemy taking ground from you. Amen. You don't want him encroaching on your territory. When God gives you something, he gives it to you that you may be a steward of it. Remember, the earth and the fullness thereof and everything that dwelleth within belong unto God. He owns 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. Whatever he entrusts in you is that you may be a steward over it. Now, whether you're going to be a good steward or a bad steward, that's up to you, and God is going to deal with you. Amen? And after Amen. You have done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. I didn't know we was going this way today. But what is the belt of truth?
Right.
The word of God. Listen, you're going to find Amen. That every part of the armor is the word. And the Proverbs 7 was telling us how we want to honor and treasure the word. Amen?
Amen.
Listen,
Amen.
We have to be suited and booted. How else are we going to be able to withstand the attack of the enemy? Amen?
Amen.
It says here, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Remember that breastplate is protecting all the vital areas. Amen?
Yes.
These areas, your heart, amen, all of that stuff that if they get in there, amen, listen, you can leave here. Amen? Hallelujah. God is protecting you. It says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel. You, there's that word ready. You got to be ready. But you can't be ready if your feet is not fitted with the gospel of peace. That's the word of God again. The word of God is the gospel of peace. Amen?
Amen.
In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith. Ooh, that's powerful. So now, Apostle, what is the shield of faith? When the enemy throws fiery darts at you, right, your shield of faith, it's not a metal arm. It is your ability to have faith in the word of God that when the enemy says things about you and try to come up against your sonship or make you doubt, your faith in God's word quenches that fiery dart. That is not what God said about you.
Amen.
Listen, either you believe the enemy or you don't. Amen?
That's
if you
right.
believe the enemy, the effects of his word is going to oppress you, depress you, bound you, make you afraid. What do you believe? Amen? And so the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Amen?
Amen.
So, beloved, Amen. Sometimes in our relationship, whether it's a marriage or mother and daughter or son and father or with friendship or sisters and brothers in Christ, sometimes people say things. I mean, there was a friend that I had before, and he said to me, well, maybe it's not, maybe you won't have a husband. Maybe you should just get a dog. I said, the devil is a liar. Because a dog is not a simple helpmate for a man or woman. Amen.
Amen.
See, but if you ain't got no word in you, they will speak that thing and you'll be running around with a damn dog. Excuse my friend. You'll be running around with a dog. Damn is in the Bible. Amen. You'll
Amen.
Be running around with a dog. Amen. You have to be mindful because words will influence you. Listen, people
yes.
come with their mouth, speaking words, breathing words, ruach. Know my what spirit is breathing this word. The word of God is God's breath.
Amen.
But the gospel of the enemy is breath with an evil breath. Do you know the difference? Everything has to go wrong. Nothing the enemy is saying or doing is going to bring about any good fruit.
Amen.
Beloved, we must cut him off. Do not allow him to have access to your mind, body, soul, or spirit. You have authority. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what anybody says about you. If you are suited and booted, if you have on the full armor, if you are ready, you can quench that fiery dart just by your faith being in the Word, knowing what the Word says.
Amen.
Letting the word be the answer. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of God. Now, you know that head don't got to be protected. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, is the word on your head, on your mind? Is your mind protected? Because the mind is a battleground. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
And what's on your mind will carry out in your behavior.
Mm.
And then it will become habitual or a way of life if you continue on in doing it. Once you have experience in it, it's not so easy to stop it.
Amen.
Because that desire is constantly coming, whatever the desire may be. Some of us, it may be to eat, or to shop, or to lie, or to cheat, or to backbite, or to go. It could be anything.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be sexual immorality. Are we grace enough to hold ourselves accountable?
Yeah.
And the people that we are in relationship accountable.
Mm.
To stay in the righteous path. That when there's a lion spirit speaking, just say, listen, that's a lion spirit. Amen?
Amen.
If it's a seducing spirit, say, that's a seducing spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever it is, it has a name. You can identify. It says, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God.
Amen.
So how else are you going to cut down the enemy? You got to have a word. It can't be just your word. It has to be a word that goes out and accomplish what it was sent to do. And the only word that I know does that is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And your word has power because out of your mouth do you speak life and death, blessings and curses. That's why I don't let everybody speak over me.
Amen?
Amen. I want to know your motivation. What's motivating you? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
It says in pray, verse 18 says, and pray in the Spirit. On all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests, with this in mind, it says, be alert. Listen, beloved, we have to stay woke. Amen? Stay alive to Christ. Amen? Stay alive to the word of God. Let's not be dull of hearing. It says, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen? So some of us are actually great. To look beyond a person's fault and see their needs. Sometimes people act out because people are being people, and this is the only way that they know how to respond. This is the only way that they know how to articulate themselves until they come to learn how to operate a better way in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And so we have to pray. It says, praying for all of the Lord's people. Pray for everybody. Amen? So when someone is falling short and we identify it, amen, even if we held them accountable of their character to the word of God, we still ought to pray. Hallelujah. Because the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, that they can mature spiritually, that they can come to the understanding in the knowledge of God. It says, pray also for me, is what Apostle Paul said, that whenever I speak words, may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel. Amen? And we want
Amen.
To do this fearlessly, boldly, courageously, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Amen? She's
Amen.
A slave unto this gospel, a slave unto righteousness. Amen? Willingly,
Amen.
Serving God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we had this study today that you may see that a seducing spirit don't have to have agenda.
No.
Well, it doesn't have agenda.
Amen.
And it doesn't
Amen.
Have to be a man or a woman. And that
That's
whatever
right.
may be going on, you have to be able to look beyond what you see with your natural eye.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
yes,
have
man.
To be able to hear and discern.
Yes.
What spirit is that?
Yes.
What spirit is that? What spirit is your family gonna think you're crazy
Amen.
Too? You start walking
yes.
out talking, what spirit is that? Amen.
Yes.
My children tell
Amen.
Me everything ain't the devil, Ma. I said, no, it ain't the devil, but Satan is a motivator. You know, come
yes.
on. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. We
Amen.
Have to be mature soldiers. Listen, we are soldiers
Amen.
In the army of the Lord. We
Amen.
Have to mature as soldiers. Being able to try every spirit by the Spirit. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Being able to know if you're coming to bless or curse, are you coming to take me in the deeper rim of the Spirit? What is going on here?
Yes.
And remember
Amen.
That you are tempted by, I want you to see that scripture so that you don't say that apostle said, that you can say God said because you read it in the Word for yourself.
Amen.
Give me a minute. You are not tempted. You're tempted by the lustful desires. Okay. Let me find the scripture. Because I don't know
Amen.
Where it is. Listen, I use everything to help me teach. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, so now let us look at the temptation of sin and lust. Let's see, I think it's 1 John 2:16. Let's see what that says. No, that's not it. That's not it. We're going to find it. And I'm going to take my time, too.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, James. It's in James, beloved. James. So I saw James 1:14. But let's go back. Okay, let me see. Okay, let's start at 13. It says, when tempted, you... Do we have it, First James? No, James is no first and second.
James 1:13.
We're going to start at 13 and we're going to read down. Someone read it.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, and enticed.
Amen. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Once you
yes.
act out that desire, it births sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, ain't nothing good coming out of being disobedient to the word of God. Amen. Once you do the act, it conceives what? Sin. And when that thing is full grown, it gives birth to death.
Amen.
It says, don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light. And so God ain't giving us no bad gifts. He's not going to give us nothing that's going to lead us to death after he done told us to live. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we swear for ourselves that God does not tempt and he is not tempting you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Then temptation comes because in your flesh dwelleth no good thing.
Amen.
And you are dragged away by the evil desires of your own flesh and is enticed that way. Amen? And
Amen.
So, beloved, you just have to be honest with yourself that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And
Amen.
This flesh should be dead. It should be buried. You know, this old man, in identifying with the crucifixion, it should be crucified. It should have died with Christ, buried in tombs. Amen? And we should have
Amen.
Resurrected a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. So whenever the old man is trying to live again,
Amen.
You can identify what the old man is. Amen? And that
desire
could be strong, and it may be satisfying. Amen? You might want to satisfy it, but all you have to
Amen.
Speak is, I will not turn
Amen.
Aside from the word of God. You got to speak to
Amen.
Your flesh, too. I will not.
Not turn aside.
From the
Amen.
Word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sometimes
Amen.
You got to open up your mouth and speak to yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, because it's not about what other people are doing to you. What God is really concerned about is how you respond to what is being done.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You are being
Amen.
Held accountable to how you respond
yes.
to situations and circumstances. You can measure
Amen.
Yourself by the word based on how you respond.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Oof.
To God be the glory. Amen. So
Amen.
We're going to do what? We're going to try every spirit by the spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to operate in the gift of discernment. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're
going to
pray about that, God. And listen, the gift of discernment. No, prayer intercessory is the beginning of the prophetic. The gift of discernment is the second portion.
Amen.
If you are a prophet or prophetic person, you have to be able to know the difference between good and evil. And that's all it
Amen.
Is knowing the difference. Knowing the
Amen.
Difference. So now what God
yes.
is telling us today is that he wants you to know the difference. He's equipped
yes.
you that you can know the difference. Amen?
Yes.
So there is no
yes.
excuse. Amen?
Yes.
And how
Amen.
You respond, what you give the members of your body over to, is
yes.
going to be your master.
Yes.
I remember my youngest daughter, she had cooked, Asian Sadie, she cooked late at night, and I got up and I tasted, but I kept eating. And so she looked at me and she said, gluttony is your daddy. I went running out of the kitchen screaming, gluttony is not my daddy. Gluttony is not my daddy. Amen. But whoever you give your members over to, that thing was saying. Where I was running
yes.
and screaming. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. But I wouldn't stop eating. Praise God. And she put that word on me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I don't play with that. The gluttony is
Amen.
My dad. Amen?
Amen.
And so whoever we give out, boredom is not my daddy. Promiscuity is not my daddy. Satan, listen, Jesus said unto the Pharisees and the Sadducees, no, he said it to the children of Israel, right, Pharisees and the Sadducees. He told them that you are of your father, the father
yes.
of life.
Yes.
Amen? So whatever
Amen.
We give out, listen, there's no excuse. Whatever you give your members over to, it's going to rain over you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Don't let it be you. Don't let it be your daddy.
Amen.
Let the Father of life be your daddy. He gives good gifts.
Amen.
Ain't nothing good coming up out of the enemy. Ain't nothing
Amen.
Good coming up out of the flesh. Ain't nothing good. Amen.
Amen.
Every food after its own kind. Ain't, if it ain't good, ain't nothing good coming out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we have to take inventory of ourselves. We have to be mindful of our thoughts. We have to be mindful of who we're in relationship with. Amen.
Yes.
Whether it's friendship or brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to be mindful. Amen. We have to be able to discern. We should know the difference. We should be able to go past human limitations, human boundaries, and tap into heaven's resources. God has given us so many resources through his word, so many strategies. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So many principles, so many precepts for us to treasure and obey. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we should be able to minister these things. Amen.
Amen.
To others.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister.
Amen.
Truly minister. That change can come about too in their life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just thank God for this text, and I pray that we all begin to see our relationship with God and the Word in a different light, that we really come to treasure his Word. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
That we really hold this Word at a high standard, and we see it as being a necessary part of our diet. Amen? A part of what we eat. A part of what we take in. Amen?
Yes.
And not just one time a day, but we see it necessary to meditate on it day and night. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that we see it necessary to acknowledge God in all of our ways, because where we may falter, the revelation of the Lord will not. Acknowledge him that he may direct our path. And it didn't say, he didn't say, you handle the small things and just bring the big things to me, like some people say. He said, no. He said, acknowledge me in all of your ways.
That's
all
right.
Of your ways. All, not some, all of your ways. And then it says, give your plans unto God that he may establish your plans. Amen? This way we don't have to run ahead of him. You know, we are submitting and surrendering to him. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, I believe that this teach tonight is going to enhance relationships. I believe it's going to make us better spiritual beings and understanding of the Word of God. And I believe that now we're going to stop looking through our own eyes and look through the eyes of the Spirit.
Yes.
Anybody know what that means when I say look through the eyes of the Spirit?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Before I let you go, I want us to turn to Isaiah, because this is one of my favorite scriptures. I believe it's Isaiah 11. Jesus looked through the eyes of the Spirit. That's how he lived life in his earthly ministry, through the eyes of the Spirit. And we are spiritual beings. And if that's how Jesus lived life, that's how we ought to. Amen? The
Amen.
Seven eyes of God, the seven spirits of God. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to read this text really quick, and I'm going to show you where Jesus did not see things. Listen, now we are spiritual beings. We cannot see things through the natural eyes. We have spiritual insight.
Amen.
Amen. It says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. This is chapter 11 in Isaiah. And a branch shall grow out of his root. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Listen, you have this. Listen, whenever you have to give counsel, you need to tap into the Spirit of counsel. One of the seven eyes of God, one of the seven spirits of God. Listen, you need knowledge, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, because there's no way within ourselves we would know how to reverence God properly. Amen? We need that Spirit of the fear of the Lord to keep us in check. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
The Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of wisdom. Listen, you lack wisdom, tap into the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of might, you weak, tap into that. Amen? But he says, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. What makes him of quick understanding? This right here. The seven spirits of God. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive all of that. All of it is there. Amen?
Amen.
And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ear. It's not about what you hear. Did I really hear what I heard? Well, let me acknowledge God.
Amen.
Does this mean what I believe it means? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So, beloved, we have to put in practice not judging things or reproving things after our own eyes and ears.
Mm.
Amen? We have
Amen.
To be mindful of that. Because God may be using you to add value to someone's life. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
He may be using you to give a rebuke if you hear prophets.
Yes.
Amen? He may be using you to keep someone or yourself from falling into a ditch. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? Because the blind, even the blind, they all going down.
Amen.
Verse 4 says, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. My God. And so, 5 says, and righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Amen?
Amen.
Because we in Christ, seated in heavenly places, inside Christ, but walking the earth. Now you know that's power. Amen?
Amen.
Spiritually resurrected, in heavenly places, seated in Christ, but still walking the earth. But you know what? The difference is that you walk in the earth in power.
Amen.
Christ is power.
Amen.
Christ is power, and he can do what no other power can do. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
You walk in the earth in power. So you have to get that confidence of the provision, the resources that God really gave unto you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Eternal Father, amen. We thank you for this word on tonight. I have given unto your people what you would have for me to give unto them. And I thank you for the provision, for the release, for the understanding, for the wisdom and the knowledge that is illuminating the eyes of their understanding. Now, oh God, I thank you that change is taking place even now and that they shall never be the same.
Hey. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. That they
Thank
shall
you,
walk
Jesus.
Responsible and accountable unto you for the word that has been released into their hearing, O God.
Yes, Lord.
That this word shall mature them, equip them, and qualify them as they go
Thank
forth
you,
in the work of the ministry, O God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That they shall be extenders of your mercy, of forgiveness, of goodness and kindness. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this word of direction and instruction. We thank you for it now, God. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for the ability to look past human limitations and boundaries, and to be able to acknowledge your resources, your economy,
Thank you,
and the
Jesus.
Power that Christ is, the power that Christ is, that we are in Christ, the authority that has been bestowed unto us. Receive it in
yes,
the name of
so
Jesus.
Much.
Receive the blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. Receive it, receive
Thank
it.
You.
Receive
Thank
it in the egg that it Ooh, the eyes
Thank
of your
you,
understanding Lord. Is being illuminated now. You shall not be the same. Change is taking place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Knowledge is, oh, kuriandere bosanda. Knowledge is wealth. Knowledge is wealth. Not, listen, your spiritual quality when it comes down to your worth have just increased. It has
Amen.
Value has just been added to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. if there be one on this line that knows not Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior, or one that will listen to the recording, we give you the invitation to come to know wisdom. For wisdom is the principal thing. Amen? And the wisdom that we give unto you is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So if you want to live, hallelujah, if you want to live, we give you Christ. If you want to live, hallelujah, if your heart was pricked and you want to live, we give you Christ. We give you the word of God. We give you the incarnate Christ, him that was crucified, him that died for your sin and was buried and resurrected. We offer him to you today that you can accept him as your personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
If you find yourself in backslidden state, amen, God's arms are open to receive you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, hallelujah. I want to walk you through the words of repentance. Lord Jesus, here I am, a sinner in my sin. Come into my heart. I believe you died. For my sin. I believe that you are Lord. And I believe that you resurrected. And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. And I shall serve you for the balance of my day. Amen. Amen, beloved. And if you have repeated the sinner's prayer, if you have believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth, amen, you are no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl, but the righteousness of God. We invite you to reach out to us at Cornerstone Deliverance Church that we can further instruct you on the way to righteousness, or join a ministry within your region where the crucified, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is being preached and taught, where you can learn how to live the new life that you have just received in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, I would like for you all to be able to share tonight. I believe that the revelation that was released tonight, going past human limitations and boundaries, and being able to tap into the provision that God has given us, the heavenly resources, amen, that he has given unto us, amen. I believe that this is important for the church, amen. It's time for us to come up in the spirit. So I want to hear how God blessed you and what you receive from him tonight. I want to start with Minister Parris. Do you want to start? Hello? Minister Parris, are you still on? Okay. Sister Latasha, are you one sharing tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to say praise the Lord to everyone. I actually understood exactly what you was what you're talking about, far as being able to discern. The thing is, I'm actually dealing with that now, and you know, sometimes you just don't want to sound like you. You know, for me, I know what I'm seeing, but. You know, when you're around people, you don't want to kind of make them feel like disrespect them by rebuking them or saying something, and, you know, you're in their house. So it's like you're walking on eggshells, but I could see the spirit. I could see it's an unclean spirit, and it's like, you know, like what could you, you know, how do you go about trying to, you know, speak against it, and the person might feel like, oh, well, get out, because what you, you know, so you're trying, I'm trying to like tiptoe around it, but it's so aggressive that you got to kind of walk away from it, so that I'm dealing with that now.
Amen.
You know, so it's kind of hard to address it,
because I see it for what it is. I know that's what it is because of the aggressive, the behavior. But it's hard to even adjust, you know, address it when you're in their environment, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying to myself, the only thing I could do is remove myself from it because, mm-hmm. and then address it another time when I'm not around them, you know. But
amen.
It's hard because for me, it's like you got to kind of walk in peace and just pray against it. But it's hard to
amen.
Address it, you know.
Amen. Amen. You know, you are so right. Amen. The enemy have perfect hearing. So you don't have
yes.
to yell at the group or scream here.
Right.
He can hear you. Amen. Listen,
yes.
sometimes you are praying up under your breath. Amen. The enemy
yes.
will get agitated. You know, that's
yes.
the power you have. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something about the power of Christ and how we can apply it. And so, yes, we want to be mindful because and being a witness, we want to be able to gain the person to Christ. Amen.
Yes.
So, yeah, there is a way to deal, especially when you're in someone else's house.
Yes.
And your private yes. prayer time, you can pray against those spirits. And believe
yes.
me, amen,
yes.
that's authority. Amen. That's
yes.
authority. Amen. You don't
yes.
have to be in anything yelling a rebuke. You don't have to do that.
No, you can't do that. They put you out.
Yeah, that's out.
Get out of here.
That
you know what I'm saying?
God gave you. Amen. And dealing with that. Amen. But can,
yes.
you can also pray for their salvation. You know,
yes.
because, you know, deliverance comes when our faith is in Christ. Amen.
Yes.
So some of the prayers that I pray for people is that salvation, sanctification, and holiness be their portion. Because, you know, the gospel is hidden from those that are in the world blinded and binded
yes.
by Satan. But we could pray
yes.
for their salvation. And so if your household is unsaved, you have to pray for their salvation. Amen?
Yeah, and it's mm-hmm. like for me, it's one against two. So it's like, you know, you're walking on eggshells because you don't want to kind of like offend and start casting these things out of people. And it's, they looking like, what are you doing? You know, so I'm going, you know, trying to walk on, you know, slowly around it, you know, and when I leave and see them, I'll bless it the next time I see them.
Yeah, just walk in Christ, because in Christ is peace, and he's going to order your steps. Just walk in Christ. Just keep walking in Christ. Amen?
Yes. But I wanted to say, Apostle, I just wanted to say this. I thank God because you taught us well. Like, I'm just... First, I was, like, stunned behind it, but all of the teachings that you have taught me, I already pinpointed it right away. I picked up on it because I've already
Amen.
Seen it so many times. So it was like, something ain't right. This behavior is crazy. You know?
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Amen. And, beloved, remember within the teach, it's not about just what people are doing to us. It's about how we respond to what
That's
is being
done.
Amen. Are we responding with the wisdom of God? You know, are we responding with what we have been taught? Amen.
Yes.
Prayer does go a long way. Prayer goes
yes.
a long way. Being a witness and also allowing your spirit to be quiet. When I say quiet, allowing your spirit to be calm. And allowing your life to be a witness of Jesus Christ, that they can see the change that is taking place in you as well. Amen?
Right, my action.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Sister Shirley, are you sharing tonight?
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Praise
I just wanted
Lord.
To say that... I'm so grateful to God of what you said about opening up your spiritual eyes and looking at things through your spiritual eyes because just like Sister Tasha said, you know, you walk around and you see things with your spiritual eyes, but you're not in a position at that point to be casting out demons. But you can pray against it, just like you said. You could pray against it. So I'm just grateful to God for that and how the word went forth tonight. I'm just enjoying myself in the Lord. But that's mainly it, is we have to go through life. We have to stop looking at the natural things and the circumstances surrounding these things, that we have to look through our spiritual eyes, because our spiritual Amen. Eyes see things that our natural eyes cannot see.
That's right.
And I'm not trying to be deep or anything, but all of us have spiritual eyes.
Durable.
And all of us have to take our mind off of things that's happening, because the Bible is coming alive. These are the last days.
Amen.
And we cannot walk around in fear.
Amen.
We have to look through our spiritual eyes and see what the Spirit is saying to us. So God bless
Amen.
Everyone. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I thank God for Sister Shirley share. Amen, beloved. You have to stay spiritually woke, spiritually alive unto Christ. And if you have not yet tapped into seeing through the eyes of the Spirit in the spirit realm. Now, listen, you see that in the heavenly places with Jesus, you should be operating from the God realm. Amen. If you're still yes. operating from the natural realm, you are living beneath your kingdom privilege. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Living beneath
Amen.
It. If you cannot see with this, you are living beneath your. So this is why we grow and we mature, that we go from glory to glory and grace to grace. Amen. Listen,
Amen.
We want
Amen.
The provision of the Lord. Amen. And so, like she
Amen.
Said, we all have spiritual eyes. Amen. You have spiritual
mm-hmm.
senses. Sister Maria, are you sharing? Okay, we lost Sister Maria Laverte. We thank God for her. She was just baptized, I believe it was last Sunday. I walked her through the
Amen.
Finished prayer over the phone, and Bethel Pentecostal Holy Church in Old Westbury was still baptized, and I reached out to Bishop Tom over there, and they called her up,
mm-hmm.
listen, and she got baptized. They are baptizing over there every Sunday. Amen.
Oh,
and,
wow.
They believe this is the last day. Amen. Hallelujah. And so
Amen.
The key is that things, we are the body of Christ, things that you cannot do because you may be far off. We should be connected and not afraid to send people someplace where they can go and get what they need from God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's not
Amen.
About us. It's about their salvation. It's about their
yes.
salvation. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We got to work together. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Titania, are you sharing tonight?
Yes. So you were talking about discernment, and God will, he will open your spiritual eyes. It just reminds me of not too long ago, we were told that we could have a day off at work to complete some, like, CEUs, and you have to do it through the system. And so I was, like, really happy because on my break I was able to finish these CEUs, and I was like, yep, I'm going to take the day. And it's as if, like, Jesus just tapped me right on the shoulder to let me know that it was a setup, that I could not take the day. And I said, but, Lord, other people are not coming in. He said, but you have to come in.
Amen.
And so he told me to ask them that, you know, if I finished everything. And so I did ask. And the woman was like, oh, you got one more thing to complete. But honestly, I really didn't have one more thing to complete. And so the Lord put it in my heart, go to work. He said, because if you don't go, they're going to say you're stealing time. And so I went to work. And when I went to work, other people didn't show up for work. Like, they took their day, and they didn't come in, they didn't punch in or whatever. And sure enough, a couple of weeks after that, I heard about people being written up because they said that they were stealing time.
My God.
Yeah, so God will allow you. And then they tried to do something else. And the very next day, they tried to, like, call me in and make up this stuff. And the
yes.
Lord spoke to my spirit and said, they're fishing. Like,
mm-hmm.
say nothing. And so when we went into the office, it was truly just a waste of my time. So when we went into the office, they started saying, you know, they tried to, like, lay a charge to me for every area that I cover throughout the hospital, because I cover multiple areas. And they said, can you tell us anything about that? And I remember the words of the Lord, like, they're efficient. And so I said, I don't know what you're talking about, because I really didn't know what they were talking about.
Amen.
And they said that they were going to investigate the matter. But truly, from that day to this day, there's been nothing that they can say, you know, to me, because they were fishing, just as the Lord said. So God will have you to discern. And I remember even, like, not too long ago, God let me know not to date this particular person, because God told me exactly what he was going to do. And stupid me still went out and dated this guy, and he did exactly what God said he was going to do. So God will let you discern beforehand. But I just wanted to add that you put a part in there where you said the devil, like, knows, and it's not always what did you say? You said it's not always, like, it's not always, like, one thing, but he, like, basically, like, knows the flavor of your lollipop. And
That's right.
One thing that he used to use against me is just feeling like that people didn't love me. He used to always use that. And I used to just feel so bad. And he used to try to tell me that God did not love me. And I guess at some point in time, I believed that until I got sick with COVID.
Oh, and I was so sick
in this apartment, and I thought I was going to die by myself.
My God.
And God healed me. I remember the night when I just felt that the devil just wanted to take my life. He just wanted to kill me, even though I belonged to God. And God healed me. And I remember him saying to me, "You see, Tatiana, I love you."
Hallelujah.
And so you said that God will sometimes reveal things to you even about yourself. And I didn't realize that. I had internalized that so much because how bad they used to treat me where I used to work, and even sometimes some people in the church. But then God let me know that there are people in the church that love me and that he loves me.
Amen.
So I want to say,
Sister Tatiana, I love you.
I know.
Amen.
Ooh,
I love you too, Sister Tatiana.
Yes. I know.
But God used that to show me how much, because so many people were praying for me. And so many people were discovering me and calling me and reaching out to me.
Amen.
And when I got better, the Lord whispered to me. He said, "You see, I love you."
Hallelujah.
You're the apple of his eye, darling.
That's right.
You're the apple of his eye. Don't forget
it.
Amen.
Don't forget it.
Listen, we thank God for the woman of God transparency. And that right there, listen, these seducing spirits will try to make you doubt the love of God.
Amen.
Will try to make you think that you're all alone. But we have to discern that that is not the word of God. And even if it's coming from a person's mouth, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Amen? Listen, the enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. We have to get into that place where we can operate in our authority. Because once we begin to believe it and doubt God's love and his word,
amen,
it becomes a mind battle. You begin to get physically sick, emotionally sick. Things begin to happen. We have to hold fast in the faith to God's word, amen. And listen, we have to be here for one another, encouraging one another, adding value to one another. Sometimes when people call you, they just need to be heard. Listen. Amen?
Amen.
And if God grace you to minister, minister. Sometimes just talking it out with you will help them to be able to hear the voice of God and what way to take, what pathway to take. Amen.
Amen.
COVID have us so separated in a sense where we can't come in and fellowship. But you know, there are so many different platforms and tools
Amen.
That we can use, amen, to
amen.
Love on one another, encourage one another. There is no distance in the word, amen.
Amen.
And I love
Apostle, I just wanted to say one thing. I just wanted to say a lot of,
no,
like
on,
now, a lot of.
Sister Tatiana,
oh, okay.
Sister Latasha.
Yeah, I just wanted to say some people
that
are doing.
Sister Latasha.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't say that one thing right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's the love of God. I'm still your mother. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's the love of God, too.
Yeah.
You see that?
Amen.
See, but that is the love of God. And
yes.
we have to come
yes.
to know that it may not be what we want to hear, but it is still his love. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. The love of God. Amen. So, Sister Shirley, are you sharing tonight, Evangelist? Evangelist Cookie, are you sharing?
Oh, yes, I can share.
Amen.
I had an experience some time ago about seeing things in the spirit, and I worked in, you know, before I retired, I worked in the post office. That's where I retired
mm-hmm.
from. And in the post office, you deal with a lot of different spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful what you're dealing with. And so I saw this man coming towards me, and he was asking for a pen or a pencil or something. But I could see there was a spirit on him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spirit of lust.
Mm.
And what he wanted to do was he wanted to transfer.
Mm.
So when I was handing him the pen, he tried to grab my hand.
Mm.
And I pulled my hand back. And, you know, when he was, I gave him this pen, and he tried again when he was giving me back the pen.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work because we are not ignorant towards Satan's devices.
That's
right.
That's the word of
God.
Uh-huh.
That's what the word of God says. And so I had just learned about transference of spirit. And
Amen.
That's what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, and I said, wait a minute, devil. And I told him that. You know, I say things sometimes, they think I'm joking. You know, so they don't get offended. They think I'm joking. I'm not joking. Wait a minute, devil.
Amen.
You better get out of here. You know, like that. And so I just thank and praise God for the ability to see what I need to see.
Amen.
I, you know, to see what I need to see. I don't always see everything.
Amen.
You know, none of us always see everything, but God does make a way out of no way. If you don't see it right then and there, you'll get it another way. God will get it to you, the message to you another way.
Yes.
Amen. And so that's what I, you know, the importance of being able to see is what the message was basically about tonight. And
yes.
We should all take heed. We should
Amen.
All take heed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And,
Amen.
Beloved, we do have to be mindful of transfer of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can be listening to people's problems. And
mm-hmm.
when you get off that phone, you are dealing with what they have been, what was dealing with them while they have
mm-hmm.
been telling you their problems. And so after
mm-hmm.
counseling people, you have to remember to pray for yourself, you know,
Amen.
So that whatever was working, you know, doesn't begin to work in your heart or in your, you know, your life. You know, whenever
Amen.
I minister to people, I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation, and I pray for myself.
Amen.
And there's times when I don't want to answer the phone because I don't want to be up all night praying. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to go to bed. Because once you take an assignment, there's also assignment to pray for yourself, to pray for your household.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because these things can wear you out. They can wear you out. Amen. And so the way to strengthen yourself is through the word and in prayer. Amen. Prayer coupled with the word of God is the formula. You know, it's prayer and the word, prayer and the word. And your prayer is just your discussion with him, you know. It's not always a fiery, you know, laid out and drawn out. I spoke to God a few words today, and I laid back and listened to him minister to me. Amen?
Amen.
So you just have to wait on it. Wait on it. You may not hear nothing for a little bit, but if you wait on him, seek him while he can be found. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Minister Paris, are you sharing? Okay, let's see, Brother Golden.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Minister Pass is going to share. Then we'll go to Brother Golden.
Sorry. I just wanted to say thank God for the word, and definitely seeing things through a spiritual lens is really important. And last year I was really heavy with thinking about 2020 vision. Me and my mom always discussed, like, how God was definitely, like, setting things in place and opening our eyes to certain things. And I just feel blessed, and I thank God for taking heed to his word and just focusing on him during 2020, even before the pandemic hit. I mean, in January, who knew that we will be in the midst of a pandemic, you know, and then 2020 just turned all the way around. So I thank God for bringing us this far and keeping us healthy and bringing us through. And I'm just really grateful.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We thank that thing for God for that share to Minister Paris. Amen. And she says spiritual lens like the counselor. You know, she's a counselor, so, you know, she used the word. You saying spiritual sight, she said spiritual lens. Now, when you look into the lens, amen, things can be enhanced, it can be far away, it can be different. You know, the lens or the microscope will show you things that you can't see with the natural eye.
That's the code.
I like that lens thing there. She done took me, when she said lens, that thing took me somewhere in the spirit, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take me somewhere, hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for that chair. That lens did it for me. That lens did it for me. Amen. Praise God. And she's right. Who would have thought in 2020, this is the first pandemic I ever had to live through. Who would have thought that we would have been going through this? But we have to hold fast to the faith. Amen. And we, listen, the work of Christ still has to be done. And we need to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And not stop. Wherever we come in contact with people, we ought to be a witness. Amen. We ought to, if we're in the word, you can't speak if you don't eat. That means that you got to be eating the word in order to bring forth this revelation. And you ought to be a prepared soldier ready to add value to someone's day. You don't know when or how God is going to use you, but you have to make sure that you are ready. Evangelist, did you finish that study you was doing, Evangelist Cookie? Evangelist Cookie was doing a study, and, you know, I'm looking forward to hear what God had given her. Amen? So, Brother Daryl Golden, are you sharing now?
Yes. I just want to say, once again, enjoy the Bible study we've had tonight. I want to say to the young lady that, you know, just poured her heart out with the stress on her job. If she still listens to the stress with jobs and COVID, especially with jobs, it just seems like you're trying to do the right thing. And I've been there, done that with these jobs where they try to put a stress on you and you ain't done nothing wrong. But I always say, take God and the work brings with you, and you will survive.
Amen.
I think her testimony definitely gave that. And, you know, I can understand with COVID, you know, I just want to say I have a testimony that I caught coronavirus. My whole house, and thank God he survived it. And, you know, this COVID is just not making anyone untouched, almost, it seems like. And my brother caught it, and then my mother, she was asymptomatic. So, and my brother's kids, they got his three kids. So, and they live up in Dog, Pennsylvania. So I just thank God that they got healed as well as his ex-wife and the kids' steps. And, you know, you just don't know when, you know, trouble's going to be knocking at your door. So,
amen.
Stay close to the Lord and stay with him like Apostle Hurt said tonight, with, you know, right now, you know, we're all going through a test. We can't go to churches with a limited number of capacity by state and county laws. So, you know, now more than ever, I'm disciplining myself. Touch these resources that God has here. You know, we got Bible study tonight. You have a Bible app. Apostle Hurt, thank you for, you know, sharing resources with me. We have a 5 o'clock morning prayer group. You can also listen to, if you miss Bible study, record. So, really no excuse not to get close to God. You know.
Amen. Really. Amen.
But
amen.
Quickly, I just want to share with the group tonight what I learned in Bible study. Very short, just 3-4 key points. Keep God's word if you eternally. If you want to keep God's word. If you eternally in spirit want to live, you know, like she said, it's not about flesh and blood, but it's of eternally where you want to be. So if I want to live and go to heaven and be with him eternally, you do God's work and keep his commandments while on earth and live by him, I think you'll go far in the afterlife. Because it's funny how we don't know where we're going to go, but I will say this, well, how you live is truly how you be eternal.
Hallelujah. It's all right.
Also acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path in life. No matter how much trouble come your way, no matter how much things get rough, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path.
Amen.
And I also like what you said tonight about know the depth, height, and width of God. Know truly where he can take you. By studying
that's
the word right. And going to church.
That's right.
You know, that's getting more than that, you're saying it. And lastly, I thought you referenced, you hit a lot of references tonight, but the key one I like in the Bible was Ephesians 6:11-12, where it talked about never being deceived by flesh and blood and his principalities. And I'm not going to beat on the verse, but, you know, one thing I will say this in closing, your principles,
if we submit to it,
is where it's going to be in life on how you live. You know, if you don't stand for something in God, possibly you will fall for anything. So just remember the principles. The key word I saw tonight, principles, is what it's going to stand on in God's name that's going to take you far. So that's why I learned from the group tonight, and I pray that our God will continue to give me
the power.
Coming in on Wednesday nights and staying close to the Word of God through His ministry.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, we truly thank God for Brother Golden Shear. Amen. And we know that our God is the God of the marketplace. There's nowhere where we can go and He not be God. Amen. And so, and we have to remember that the building that we fellowshipped in was, we did call it the church. But, beloved, when we in maturing spiritually, we learn that we are the church. Amen? And so if the building is closed, the church is not closed for business. The church is still alive for Christ. The church is still walking, talking, preaching, teaching. Amen? Listen, the church can't be shut down as long as we keep working. Amen? Because we are the church, the ecclesia.
Amen.
That's us.
Yes.
That's us.
That's it.
Amen. Every spirit-filled believer is making up the body of Christ. We're the church.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
So I said that to encourage you. Amen. I don't want to leave anybody out because sometimes I don't see everyone that's on. If there's anyone that I didn't call on, Prophet Deidre Williams, are you sharing tonight?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you.
Amen, woman of God.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Amen.
I love and miss you.
I love you so much. And I'm grateful and thankful for you.
I'm grateful and thankful for Jesus and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Word, and all the souls of God that are on the line, because we are blessing one another being in the presence of God. So I'm grateful for that. And on the lesson tonight, I got rewarded what you were saying about that you were proving that we are seated in heavenly places. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship with God's word is a high standard. And I think that Sister Cookie showed in an example of the high standard of God when she was sharing about the transferring of spirits, and that
Amen.
God, that we're not ignorant to the enemy's devices. And that all comes out of the high standard of God's word when we are obedient to the word of God, because the word is not going to change. The word is going to continue to instruct us as the seed of salvation has been planted in us, and those that are born again, the Holy Ghost that has been planted in us. Amen.
Amen.
His instruction continues to condemn sin.
Mm.
That's what I mean tonight. So when we sin, birth to death, and we don't want to do that, except to sin, we want to give death. We want sin to stay dead, because Christ already paid the price for us to live in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Word, and the Holy Blood, the covenant. I just love, I want to stay. I really just want to stay at the resurrection and at the whipping post, so I can have eyes of understanding the walk that God has ordained for my soul to stay saved, that when he returns, that I can be caught up. Whether I'm in the dust or wherever it is that I am, if I stay obedient, if I can just stay at the whipping post and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ, that's I'm going to be satisfied. So this gift of salvation is important, because I know the life that I lived before Christ condemned me and arrested me as a sinner. It wasn't about it wasn't about the sinful things that I had done. Like, some people come because they smoked cigarettes or did drugs or whatever.
Right.
But God arrested me as a sinner, not the sin that I did, but as a sinner. So I know my place of deliverance, and I got to stay at the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the whipping post, because if it had not been for Christ who loved me and arrested me, oh, God, I would still be dead in sin and in
my
the
God.
Trespasses. So I'm
my
grateful for the lesson you taught tonight, proving that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and the word of God is the high standard that he desires for us to operate in. And so again, giving glory to God that we're not ignorant to the enemy's devices, the high standard of his word will keep us from falling into the traps and the snares of the wicked one. And I like also one last thing that you said about wickedness. You said the righteousness, this might be paraphrasing, but the righteousness of God will slay the wicked. So I thank you for that also. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you again.
Amen. Amen, beloved. We truly thank God for that share. And I was happy to hear when the prophet said that your deeds didn't make you a sinner, but what Adam did, you was born into that, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And that is what caused for the deeds to be what they are. But now that we are born of the Spirit, now that our faith is in Christ, our mind needs to be transformed and our deeds need to change. Because it was never about what we did. It was about how we were born into. But now you are born again. Amen. You are born again.
Amen.
Amen. You are a spiritual being. And so the old life has to stay buried and entombed. And you, like she said, stay at the resurrection and the whipping post. And the whipping post is just that place of pruning. you know, so that you could bring forth much fruit. Amen. 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 So I pray that you are blessed through all that was released by everyone that shared. I was truly blessed. Amen.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask that Prophet Deidre Williams just close us out in prayer. Amen. And she will be the last voice that you hear.
Hallelujah. We are grateful and thankful, Father God, for keeping us and bringing us to this very hour in you. We're so grateful and so thankful that you breathed upon us this day and kept us safe from harm, hurt, and danger, that we might continue to be in the glory of God, that you will be glorified in the earth wherever it is you appoint our feet to go. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we love you, and we pray that you continue to keep not only those of us that have heard the word tonight, but our family members and our neighbors, and to go forth through all out the earth, that the souls might hear the word and believe the word and repent and humble themselves under the almighty hand of God's will. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray the prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Agape love, beloved.